Centre at one, a budget airline has crashed in the southern French Alps with all 150 people on board feared dead. The Airbus A320 was operated by the carrier Germanwings and was travelling from Barcelona to Dusseldorf when it came down this morning. Flight tracking data suggests at one point it was plummeting 5,000 feet a minute. Captain Mike Vivian, who used to work at the Civil Aviation Authority, says there's no reason the plane would usually have been flying low over the mountaintops.
These aircraft go well above the Alps. I'd say the only reason you'd be descending in there is if you're going in there as scheduled, like Geneva or Zurich, or you've got a major emergency and you're diverting.
Well, at least 45 Spanish nationals are believed to be on board. Spain's Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy has been speaking to reporters in the last hour.
All I can tell you is that I am very sad, as are many, about this dramatic accident. We're going to do everything we can in our powers to help the families, to give them our support.
In other news, cancer charities have praised Angelina Jolie for going public with the news that she's had her ovaries removed. The actress had them taken out over doctors' concerns they could turn cancerous, having already had a preventative double mastectomy. The progress police forces in England and Wales have made in improving their use of stop and search powers has been criticised by their watchdog. Her Majesty's Inspectorate of Constabulary made 10 recommendations in 2013 to prevent people being stopped unnecessarily, particularly those from black and ethnic minority backgrounds. It's found since then there's only been good progress against one of the recommendations. For the first time since comparable records began in the late 1980s, inflation hit 0% last month. It means the cost of living hasn't got any more expensive in the last year. And UEFA President Michel Platini has been re-elected as the head of European football's governing body. It will be his third four-year term.
Hello, Lincolnshire. Welcome to Duck Island Radio. It's Championships Half Hour. Feast your ears on all of this.
They all look utterly disgusting.
Yeah, this is Championships. I am George.
And I am Ryan.
And on the show today, we'll be talking about student eating habits. And we've, of course, got our adverts. And we'll be talking about public transport food. And, of course, we will have our bush tugger trial.
Yes, we will. Of course, I've got the... I had the responsibility of doing the reporting job on the food, transport food, which will be here later on the show.
But first, have you ever thought that your student diet isn't up to scratch? Have you thought that your fellow students may be eating something different? Are your habits changed from when you're back at home? Well, we sent a couple of our people out to see what we found out.
Hi there, this is Ross and Chris reporting for Scampion Chips. This time we make the comparison between an international food restaurant and a British restaurant. We also interview uni students on their eating habits as well.
Do you prefer fast food or homemade food?
Homemade food.
Is there a reason why?
My dad's cooking at home is pretty fantastic, so it's just a matter of nothing can really compare.
It depends on how I'm feeling at the time. If I'm feeling lazy and just want a quick meal, then fast food. But if I feel healthy, then it would be homemade food.
Homemade food.
Is there a reason behind?
I trust my own initiative when it comes to cooking and other people's. Like, I like seeing how things are made more.
Can you name your favourite meal for under £5?
Oh, under £5. My mum makes this like really good spinach and ricotta cannelloni with mozzarella on top of it for like £3, and it's fantastic. So definitely that.
A pizza, any form of pizza from under a fiver works for me.
Probably spaghetti bolognese, because it's simple and it's quick and it's fairly healthy.
We interviewed Samantha, who has experience in a Greek restaurant, and questioned her on nutritional food that is offered there. So, is healthy food popular amongst your customers?
Yeah, healthy food is probably the most popular foods you can sort of find there. Everything is mostly healthy. There are obviously options that aren't healthy, but then there's people's choices to choose what they eat.
Could you give us some examples of healthy food?
There are many, many different types of salads. Greek salads are very popular, very many bean salads, and also whenever meat is cooked, it's cooked in the most healthiest way possible.
Do you feel that the healthy food is overpriced?
Healthy food is probably the same price as non-healthy food, which is probably what makes it as popular as the non-healthy food, as it's more available to customers.
We'll get back to Samantha later. But now we interview Dan, who has experience in a British restaurant and was also questioned over nutritional food offered.
Is healthy food popular amongst customers?
Sometimes, it depends on the season. Like a lot of the time during spring or summer when the food's fresher, it tends to be. Or New Year, we get quite a lot of things because of resolutions. People want to get healthy and work out and things.
I see. Do you feel healthy food is overpriced?
Not for what it's worth. It's all fresh food. Any fresh food is overpriced. But if you go to like a grocer's or something, it's quite decent prices then anyway. But a lot of the time, it depends where you buy. It all depends where you buy it from.
Have there been any suggestions by students for what should be on the menu?
Not really. Sometimes we get suggestions, and sometimes, but we don't know if they're students or not. But a lot of people just look at what's on the menu and just order from there. We don't really get suggestions often.
That was Dan. We're going back now to Samantha, where we questioned her further on the topic at hand.
Have there been any suggestions by people for what should be on the menu?
People always voice their opinions, and we always do try to listen to improve the menu to ensure that it's what the customer wants.
Did you say there are any favourites within the menu?
Favourites, probably things such as club sandwiches or pork chops are always really, really popular, as they're always freshly made on the day.
Do you offer any specialties as an incentive for people to eat there?
All the different dishes sort of have their own little uniqueness. You can always add different sides to different dishes, mix and match them, or you can have different drinks as a freebie to go with the meal.
This has been Ross and Chris reporting for Scampion Chips. Back to you in the studio.
Think we're a bunch of lame chimps? Think that your daughter is more talented than a chimpanzee? Well, send her into Duck Island Radio and she can present next week's show.
Thank you, Ross and Chris, for that wonderful report.
Thank you indeed. And you quite, noted earlier that we have a Bush Tucker trial coming up.
We do have a Bush Tucker trial, and the first part is quite something to hear, so if you'd stick around for the next few minutes, you will hear that very shortly.
Earlier in the show, we hinted at our Bush Tucker trial. We made a terrible mistake in choosing to do this, and it was utterly disgusting. And we didn't enjoy ourselves in the slightest. So here's what's...
Well, we're enjoying it here, and we're about to do the Bush Tucker trial.
Yes, the Bush Tucker trial, where we are given some bugs and we have to eat them whilst playing the card game.
Yeah, we'll have four rounds, each round running off certain insects. We have mealworms, crickets, locusts, and buffalo worms.
They all look utterly disgusting, but we're going to have to eat them anyways, so...
And I have no idea why I suggested this in the first place.
Yes, that is all his idea, so let's get this over.
Pour onto the plate.
And let's get going. And...
the smell nice.
Right. So...
How do they smell?
They smell
horrible.
And they look horrible as well. Ooh. Oh, wow. What we're looking at here is... it looks... Well, let's put it as rice, which has been left for about 40 years. Then we have... Oh, God, that looks evil.
That's a
That's an evil look, is that?
Oh, that's cricket.
I don't know.
So, the card game we're going to play is War, and we're going to draw the top card and place it down. And whoever's got the lowest digit, that's how many that person's got to win.
Ooh, Jesus.
Person with the highest card is safe.
Okay, right. Are we ready to get this torture on the road?
Okay.
Right.
Three, two, one.
Oh, no!
Yes!
No! So, I've got an 8 and Ryan has a 7, so that means he has to have 7 mealworms, which sort of look like a worm with a couple of front legs.
Okay, which ones are the mealworms and which ones are the buffalo?
They look very similar. I think just 7 small things, really.
Alright, 3, 2, 1, eat!
Yay!
Can we stop the smallest things going up to the biggest?
Alright, we'll go for buffalo worms then. 3, 2, 1.
So glad! So glad right now.
Yeah, I got a 7 and Bryce got a 5, so he's going to have another 5, which... What a shame this is. This is absolute torture for me.
So, I'm not sure if these are the mealworms or the buffalo.
It could be either, really.
We've got a nice mixture going here.
3, 2, 1, eat! Oh, he's enjoying that. For the people at home. What do they taste like? Like, since what food would you really put beside these sort of things in the meals? Like, would you put them beside chips or would you put some cheese
I think I'd go for the Asian thing. Mm-hmm. Other than chocolate.
That would be a very angry chocolate. These do smell utterly disgusting. On to round 3. Are you ready? 3.
No.
Come on. 3. two, one.
Yes! Oh. And this is the crickets.
These are the crickets.
Yes. No, I got an 8 and he got a 5.
Yes, for the viewers at home,
these
just look like any insect probably should do. They look like they've been sort of plucked out of midair.
I've got a bit stuck in my tooth.
Nice. I'm sure one of them will be a good sort of toothpick sort of thing.
Are you ready?
No.
We'll be back later on.
Do you want quality broadcasting? Full-on radio presenters and great audio? Well, find another station, because this is Scampion Chipped.
We'll be back later on to show you what happened and how it all wrapped up, so stay tuned.
And now, well, I know we've just got a couple of questions that we've been sent in from the local viewers, and we've been asked, what do we think of the American restaurant?
I personally haven't tried it, but I really do want to go there and find out.
I have tried it, and I must say that the food is fantastic.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
I mean, the food is just—it's just remarkable. It is really is just a taste of America.
Does the American portions add up there?
The American portions do add up, and frankly, that is brilliant. That is one of the best bits about it, along with the taste.
I really do look forward to trying that out.
Excellent. We will try that out later, but first we're going over to Jess, who's beside the Brayford pool. Jess, are you there?
Hiya. Hi, I'm here with Dawn at the Royal William IV on the Brayford in Lincoln.
Hi.
So how long have you worked here for?
I've been here about 8 years now. Previous to that, we did have another pub in a village called Washingborough nearby, about 3 miles away, but that was more of a wet-based pub.
So would you say that's what you decided to do to pursue a career in the pub business?
We took the other pub for about 5 years and then this one became available, and obviously this is very much food orientated, so I suppose it was another step forward and never looked back.
So what are your day-to-day responsibilities of this job?
Oh, day-to-day responsibilities. Well, being as I'm the company secretary, it's a matter of opening up in the morning, making sure everything's cleaned. Not that I do the cleaning myself, I do have cleaners. Locking up at night, I do all the paperwork, the wages, making sure everything's run correctly, doing the rotors out, making sure all the staff are okay. Very varied, actually.
So you do pretty much everything there.
Yeah, everything.
So do you like the area that you work in, and would you say it's a good atmosphere around here?
I've lived in Lincoln really for about 56 years, nearly all my life.
Wow.
Actually, so a long time. Love it round here. The Brayford obviously is very vibrant, lots of restaurants, atmosphere very good, good area to be, right on the Brayford, lots of things going on at the weekend, so yeah, very good.
Okay, so thank you to Dawn and the Royal William IV. So it's back to Ryan and George in the studio. Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you, Jess.
Duck Island Radio. It's Scampion Chipped Hour. Feast your ears.
Well, that was Jess beside the Brayford at the Royal William IV pub and restaurant.
And speaking of restaurants, our local uni pub serves some good grub, I hear.
Yes, formerly The Shed, now The Swan, has a really good menu, really at student prices, which is fantastic.
I actually tried the Nacho Burger the other day. Of course, I was making quite a few puns with my friends.
I'd hope so.
Nacho burger. it was quite delicious. It reminded me of Handmade Burger & Co.
Did it? Well, of course, like, the sort of the menu is really set up around burgers. There is probably about 14 on the menu. We don't actually have the menu in front of us here.
Yes, the Shed Burger, though, that was pretty nice. And they all come with curly fries, from what I've seen.
The curly fries are delicious, but I personally prefer the normal fries. To the curly fries?
I understand what you're saying there. I do like McDonald's fries.
No, they're a bit soggy. These fries at The Shed are nice, big, thick cut. Absolutely gorgeous. With a bit of cheese on, they're perfection.
Ah, cheesy chips.
Cheesy chips are the greatest thing ever.
Anyway, we have one of our reporters do some experimentation on a plane about his experience with public transport food. We asked you about your thoughts on food served on public transports. The response was surprising. We went around the city to find out more and had our reporter do a rather unusual review on his experience with playing food.
So, public transport food is not that bad in my opinion. I've only tried train food and bus or train station and gas station food. I will admit the food isn't amazing and can be steep in its price. So I personally don't think it's worth it unless you are really hungry or it's free. Otherwise I'd wait for something better. We all know we can make better, but I suppose we buy it for its convenience at the time. Even if it is more costly. But we all joke about it because we all do it. Anyway, on another note, now something special. We are actually now going on live to interviews about food and public transport, in particular airplane food. Tony's actually reporting back to us now. How is it up there, Tony? What's happening where you are?
I've had to jump out of the plane, Ryan. The food was absolutely terrible.
Why did you jump out of the plane? Was the food really that bad?
I had to get out of there, trust me. The chicken was rubbery, the pasta was too chewy, and my plastic plate even had a hole in it.
How was the presentation of the meals as a whole, Tony? Excluding the hole in your plate.
Don't even get me started. I don't even think my dog would have eaten the mess they put on my plate. My chicken pasta looked like a beef stew.
Maybe you actually got the beef stew.
Actually, that was an option on the menu. It was still terrible.
I want the dessert.
You mean stale rice and two soggy dumplings floating about?
Okay. I think I've had enough from that. What's your review, Tony, of your dining today?
2 stars. The food is awful, but at least I'm having a great exit.
Okay, thanks a lot, Tony. Don't forget to pull your chute.
I think something's wrong. My chute won't deploy.
Very funny, Tony. We'll be back with Tony next week, where he explores his experience on train food. Anyway. So I asked you what your thoughts are on public transport food. Here's what I got.
How do you think on public transport food?
Yeah, it's okay. I think it helps passengers travelling from one point to the other to, at least to have food while on transit.
I don't like public transportation food, usually because it's, well, it doesn't have enough delicacies to rest of the food that I eat, and it's mass-produced for them, which doesn't look good, so it doesn't taste good.
I don't really have much of an opinion, I don't usually have it, but I am quite a seasoned traveller with airlines, and they usually seemed okay. I never had a complaint about it before.
That was some quite interesting feedback we got there, and thank you for your opinion on public transport food.
I'm pretty sure I recognise that voice, and to hear more from the voice of the people, go to our website. scampionchips.blogs.lincoln.ac.uk.
Now, we've had a few more questions sent in by our listeners, and one of the outstanding ones has actually been, why should we like Chinese food?
Well, I personally like Chinese food just because of the flavour. And, of course, everyone's familiar with the Chinese living longer lives.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Chinese food for me, it's really about the taste and the presentation of it. I mean, it's just something different, something that we don't get around here. I mean, noodles, they are essentially pasta, but they're not pasta. It's incredible.
Yes, they're impastas.
They what?
They're impastas.
Oh, wow.
A little joke there, I learned. But yeah, it tends to be the seafood the Chinese and the Japanese eat that increase their lives, and I actually do like sushi.
I've never been a fan of sushi. It's never really set with me.
It's a bit of an unusual taste at first, but depending on what you get and if you get the sauce with it, it's beautiful.
So what would you take, Chinese or sushi?
Chinese, still.
Yeah, it's got to be Chinese. It's not really a fight there.
Guilty pleasure.
There is a shame that there isn't a sushi takeaway.
There is. Back in Hull, though, there is one. It's called Wings. It's basically a selection of all foods as a buffet.
Are there any in Lincoln?
Not that I know of, but we do get sushi there.
Excellent. We will have to find that out. Of course, all these takeaway houses do have advertisements. But of course, we also have ours, which are created for us. These are a selection of adverts regarding your favourite topic, food, from our imaginary sponsors. So, take a look.
Tu portes sur mon heure.
Hello, welcome. This is my advert for my French restaurant. It's called the Wenger Gallery, and we sell pot noodles and other like kappa soup and tea, coffee, and just we sell chips. But we got to produce better substance. So come down to the Lincoln Bayfield and try it out.
The Venture Gully on the Brayford Pool is open 3 days a week for 2 hours. Food is not guaranteed.
I have a new device for Bruce's utility belt, Alfred.
And what may that be, Mr. Fox?
It's a sandwich toaster for fast nutrition and energy on the go.
How quick is it?
It's just this quick.
Wow, that was pretty quick.
I told you, Mr. Wayne, efficiency is everything. And you could buy one at your local retailer for $2.99.
Hey, Scoob, it's Austin. What you got there?
What?
Scoob?
The new Scooby Snacks? Hee!
Can I have some, Scoob, old buddy, old pal?
Sure! Oh no! What are we gonna do?
We'll have to make some more for the fans. And quick, before Fred finds out.
Good idea! Raw!
Scooby Snacks, in stores now. May contain small amounts of marijuana.
Hey guys, and welcome to the new US Chicken House. We've got a new menu for all you vegans out there in the club. Say woo! Woo! But now we've got a new menu, we've got a new chicken chef coming in, we've got a beef man coming in, we've got a steak man all the way from Kansas coming in for you Lincoln folk. So it's gonna be all good. We've got all our new chefs coming in, so come down to the Lincoln Brayford Pool and we'll find you the greatest menu ever.
Meet the 10%
host me. Hi, hello, and welcome to my new restaurant. It is very good. You will go. You will come. Hello. Get to the restaurant. Everybody knows the restaurant. Just come down. Listen to all our happy customers.
We asked the public if they'd heard of Arnold's new restaurant.
No, I haven't.
No, I haven't.
No, I haven't. See, we got all our different menus. Calm down! Now!
Welcome to Duck Island Radio. It's Gumpy and Chips Half Hour. Feast your ears!
Thank you to all our imaginary sponsors for all those fantastic adverts. Another question that has come in from mostly students is what food pricing, is it too high or is it reasonable?
Personally, I think it is too high. I cook for myself and I like to cook with fresh ingredients and I tend to find myself out of pocket in no time, but when I first got in I did, let's say, frozen food shopping. It lasted forever.
I think the differences between a fresh food shop and going for frozen food is it's just pricing, so students are being forced to eat frozen food, which isn't exactly as healthy as your nutritional fresh foods.
Exactly, unless you buy in bulk and all put two and cook for everyone. But as we was doing earlier, the bus took a trial, which technically could be a bit healthy. We're going to go back to that and find out who the winner is. And now it's time to go back to our bus took a trial.
Right, are you ready?
No. Right, 3, 2, 1.
How did it taste?
No, it tastes absolutely foul.
How did you describe the taste?
Oh, yeah, it tastes like really, really cheap crisps.
But even worse. That's foul. Yeah, I would put them in a range of taste beside excrement and munch bunch.
Have you tried it?
I'm guessing. Right. Round four. These are for
final
the
round.
Locusts.
Final round.
Three. No.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Yes!
No!
Yes!
Ryan got a king and I got an ace. Ace is the highest card.
Joker!
No,
Joker.
You cannot use a Joker. So that means Ryan has to eat. He basically all of them.
I'm not eating all of them.
You can have three. I'll let you off.
Thank you.
There's one, there's two.
Oh,
Come on. This will make a brilliant video. There's you vomiting on there. It'll be incredible.
I probably will. So, how was yours? How was the crickets fest? Oh no.
Well, as soon as you put them in, they taste like crisps with no taste whatsoever that have been poorly made. And then it goes downhill rapidly.
Okay, I had high hopes there for a second.
Oh, hopes will be dashed very, very quickly. Okay, are we ready?
No, not at all.
3, 2, 1, eat!
That
didn't
even
go in! Eat them! This is fraudulent!
As soon as it went on my tongue, my gag never reflected kicked in. Oh god.
Oh Chris, there's a bucket there.
Yeah, these are going to go straight into there. Oh god.
Come on.
Oh man. I'm going to do one at a time. I'm going to do the best way possible.
Alright, okay. This is incredible.
I can't do this. I've lost.
Yes!
I've lost.
Yes!
George is
fine. I have won. I have won the Bush Tucker Trial Challenge, which is sponsored by CrunchyCritters.com, who supplied us with these lovely, lovely things to eat, and we did not pick them out of the bottom of the garden.
After restart, I will buy you a takeaway as a reward for you.
Excellent, there we go. That is my evening seal for next turn.
Thank you very much.
Yes, that was our Bush Tucker Trial, and fantastically, I have won it. And you're still yet to repay me for that takeaway.
Yes, I have.
Yes, but if you want to watch the whole thing or listen to the full Bush Tucker Trial itself, you can go to our website, which is www.scampionchips.blogs.lincoln.ac.uk.
And now we're joined in the studio by Zerin, our lovely reporter.
Hello, how are you guys?
Not too bad, thank you.
So, I hear you've been doing a bit of reporting this week.
Yes, I have.
So why should you start eating healthy food at a young age, and why is it important to eat healthy?
Well, starting from a young age is very important, especially for kids to have a balanced diet. No one says that you can't have sweets and chocolates every now and then again, but if you're having those every single day, it's going to affect your body. And in a recent survey, it shows that 52 in every 100 kids don't eat any vegetables, and 44 in 100 have no fruit in their daily basis.
Well, I think I was one of those kids. I tend to eat a lot more sweets than I used to. So how can we help change ourselves into this healthy diet?
Well, the body needs all kinds of things when you're growing up, and it's important for kids not to overload on sugary and fat snacks. The government recommends that everyone should have at least 5 portions of fruit and veg a day, and from that you get a lot of energy that you need, especially when you're a young kid.
Well, I definitely had a lot of energy when I was a kid, and I think sweets were a big part in that. But I do understand what you mean by eating healthy, yeah. Having a balanced diet definitely counts. Bit of meat with your salad and stuff like that.
Yes.
Thank you very much for that, Zerin.
Thank you.
And I look forward to your next week's story.
Me too.
Okay, well, we've just got a couple of questions for you. What is your favourite type of pizza, Tommy?
Well, I like just vegetables. I go for classic.
Ah, the
classics. Really a meaty person.
You're not really a meat person.
No.
Oh dear. Well,
I'm a bit on the opposite scale there. Meat feast.
Oh, I'm Hawaiian. I like a bit of both worlds.
I'm not a big fan of the pineapple on the pizza.
The pineapple's the best bit. Clearly, you've been eating them wrong.
It's too sweet for me.
Oh well, if you've got a sweet tooth, then you're absolutely fine.
I prefer my lovely, lovely, lovely chocolate puddings. They're nice and gooey.
Well, I'm going to have one later. You've made me want one.
So if you missed anything on the show, you can go to our website, www.scampionchips.blogs.lincoln.ac.uk.
We must say thank you to Zerin for coming in, and Jess, our OB reporter out in the field. And this has been Scampion Chips. I've been George.
And I've been Ryan.
And thank you for listening.
Enjoy this.